Jesus and his friends were gathering together for a special meal. They borrowed a room in a house in order to have this meal together. And at the meal were James and John and Peter and Andrew, who had all been fishermen until Jesus called them to be his friends and travel with him. And then there was Philip and Nathanael, who had recognized Jesus as king of all the people pretty much the very moment he first saw him. And lots of others as well who had been traveling with Jesus, who had been helping in his healing work, and who had been listening to him tell stories about God. And they had walked for a long time this day to get to this house in Jerusalem. And their feet, what happens when you walk a long time? Your feet get hot, they get sore. And in this case, they were all wearing sandals. Their feet had gotten really dirty and dusty. There was a pitcher and a bowl and a towel there at the door, but no servant to wash their feet as they came in and took off their sandals and took their place at the table. So as everybody was coming in, it's possible that they were thinking about what they'd seen and heard that day. It's possible that they were all thinking about, how can I work it out so that I get to sit next to Jesus at dinner tonight? Maybe they were thinking about what sort of place they would have in Jesus' kingdom. We know that sometimes they even argued with each other. But whatever the reason, they all came in and walked right by that bowl and pitcher, and no one thought to do the foot washing. Well, Jesus, who was sitting at the table, looked around the room, and mindful that he belonged completely to God and that God had entrusted everything to him, Jesus got up from the table and he took off his outer cloak, like his jacket, took it off, went over and got the towel and tied it around himself. It was like an apron that a servant would wear. And he poured the water into the basin and he started to carry that basin around the room to wash the feet of all of his friends. He would rinse their dusty feet with the water and then dry them with the towel. And the friends were horrified. It was so shocking that this sort of work was the work of a servant, not of somebody important and special like Jesus. And Jesus could see the looks on their faces. He could see them trying to object. And he said, "You call me master and teacher, and you're right. That's what I am. So if I, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, then you ought to be willing to serve one another. I'm setting an example for you so that you will learn to serve one another." And a little bit later, Jesus said, "I'm not going to be able to stay here with you for very much longer. There's one thing I want you to remember that's more important than anything else I've taught you, and that is to love one another. Love each other the way I've loved you. That's how people are going to know that you're my friends and my followers, is when you love one another." So we're going to join hands, remembering Jesus asking us to love each other. We're going to join hands to say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for the opportunity to show your love as Jesus did. Jesus never thought he was too important or too special to do something kind or helpful for someone else. And so may we do the same at home and at school and our dance classes and our sports practices. May we show your love through our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.